Okay, so we're moving right along. The next order of business is to work on our view edit, which we've not touched up to now. Let's go ahead and make this a little bit smaller. Position it so we can see it. Move some things around. And what we're probably going to do in this video is going to be extremely simple. We're going to add our text block for view and text box for edit. Like we demoed on day 3, how we can swap back and forth between a read-only and then an editable view by changing the visibility property from collapse to visible. So we're going to do that here with a text block and a text box. And then depending on the icon clicked in the application bar, we'll flip back and forth between those two, whether it's edit or cancel or save or what have you. So the first thing we'll do is just to create our text block, since that will be at the bottom, so to speak. I don't know if it really matters. I guess it doesn't. But this is all standard issue XAML right here. Great. And we want text wrapping set to wrap. And then also, we're going to set the visibility initially. Whoops, visibility equal to visible. Then we need a text box, and we're going to set its name equal to edit text box, and its horizontal alignment to stretch, its vertical alignment to stretch. Whoops. Its text wrapping to wrap, and its visibility to collapsed. We don't want it visible until we're ready to edit. Okay. Then we're going to get to our app bar here, get rid of our menu items. Again, we're not going to use them for this application. Maybe someday, if there's some additional functionality I want to add, that would be a great, great way to add some additional functionality and but keep it hidden. I have to think about that. Okay, I'm going to need some icons. Let's see which ones I already have. I want one for a back button. So when you click this, and if you're in view only, not in edit, but you're viewing and you just want to return back to the list, I want to put that in the first position. I'm going to put an edit button, so a little like pen writing. Which will swap between the two, the text block and the text box. Then we're going to hit a save icon, so when you're ready to save your changes, you click that, and then a delete button. And we'll have a whole video or two devoted to the delete feature, because we're going to add some additional XAML here to pop open a canvas, use it as a dialogue to ask, are you sure you want to do this, before we actually delete the note. Okay, so I guess we'll need to go back to our icons and grab a back icon. And I want to remember to set the build action. And you know, you're seeing here that I'm doing the same sorts of things over and over and over, right? This isn't hard. You just have to piece together all of the individual things and do and just keep stringing them together. Here's our edit. And admittedly, these are some pretty simple applications to build. But I think you're going to be more than ready to move on after this series and learn how to use animation and some other neat features. All right, I think we already have the save, so we can reuse that one. But we're going to need delete. And I just want to make this point that just because the icon is named that doesn't mean we have to use it for that purpose. It just so happens that it makes sense, pretty standard. So I like standards. I'm going to go ahead and use what Microsoft has done here. And so we're going to call this back. The next one will be edit. Rest. So we'll call this edit. And I'm just going to copy these two, paste them underneath there. And this one will be save. And then this one will be delete. Okay. So I think that's all I really want to do in this video. In the next video, what we're going to do is whenever you click on one of the items on the main page, then we want to set the hyperlink up so that it navigates over to the viewedit.xaml and then loads up into the view mode the current note from the phone's flash memory using the query string, right? We've done that before. And then we're also going to set the this back. Well, let's go ahead and, while we're here, take the time to go ahead and do this. We'll go ahead and set these up, but we're not going to use them just yet. But since this is a boring video and you're still here, I'm going to do this anyway. Go ahead and just right-click on that one, navigate to the event handler. Great. And I don't think we need that one. That was an accident. Okay, so I think we're ready to go then for the next video where we're going to do more of the hard, heavy lifting. Okay, see you there.